And by the way, we're glad that you come here to get your TV news and your political news, but we realize that you have lots of other options. And if you're in your 20s or even younger, there's a good chance you're getting some of it from TikTok. The news there sounds a little different. You gotta fight!
You have no right to party, at least if you rent your party house through Airbnb. You may remember that video I did about Airbnb party bans last year. Well, the company just announced you can forget about your Airbnb summer house parties this year, too, because the company says...
That is Lisa Remillard. She and other TikTok newscasters have millions of followers on the social media platform, and they're challenging traditional ways to do the news. Femi OK is host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, and we talked to her about trends on social media. Femi, welcome back.
Hello there, Peter. Thank you.
Sure. So these TikTok newscasters actually have a pretty big reach. What more can you tell us about people like Lisa Remillard?
So journalists on TikTok with big followings like Lisa, they're creative. They don't take themselves too seriously. Lisa, for instance, is a veteran TV journalist. She's a co-founder of her own TV channel. She gets TikTok's short video format and promises all the news you need in 60 seconds. She has 1 million followers on TikTok, so they agree with her. I wanted to give you a little taste of another real-life journalist anchoring news on TikTok for fun. Their news mission, they say, is to appeal to middle schoolers with learning disabilities who don't know anything about government or politics. Here is Marcus De Paola.
Air travel is coming back. American Airlines says it made its first cash profit in 15 months since the pandemic began. Memorial Day was a really good day for airlines, especially at the Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. On the busiest day of the weekend, more than 200,000 passengers traveled through DFW.
And Femi, that was it. That was the whole news report. It's literally just Marcus reading the headlines like that. Why do you think young people are drawn to that format?
Well, the news videos are very playful. Marcus just stares at the camera. He's hypnotic. He has more than 2 million people checking in on his TikTok viewers. And this isn't traditional news, Peter. TikTok says that their mission is to inspire creativity, to enrich life. Their most popular video categories are entertainment. So if you're going to do well on TikTok, you have to bear that in mind. I'm going to give you one more example from Josh Helfgott. He has 4 million followers. He's exuberant. He's also the TikTok Queer Advocate of the Year. Here is Josh with the LGBTQ headlines.
Gay news. Joe Biden just did something for gays that Donald Trump refused to do all 4 years he was in office. The White House just issued a proclamation stating, "Now therefore I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and the laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim June 2021 as Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, Transgender, and Queer Pride Month."
A mouthful.
Yes!
What kind of influence does Josh have?
You want to cheer at the end of that.
You got it in.
Woo! Josh! That was amazing.
And what kind of influence does he have?
Oh, a lot, as you can probably hear. So the question is really, I love what Josh does. I love what all of these journalists who are finding ways to reach out to audiences via TikTok are doing. For instance, the Neiman Lab is looking and tracking journalism trends, and TikTok is definitely on their radar. And they're keeping a list of journalists and publishers on TikTok. There are hundreds of them out there, not all as successful as the ones that we kind of aired today for you listeners. But what they're doing is they're looking for the audience of the future, Peter, like the new young listeners for Here and Now. Where will they be? They're probably on TikTok right now. Where are the viewers? Where are the listeners? So although the apps might change, although the most popular apps might change, I predict that journalists and news organizations, wherever they are, whatever the app might be, journalists will try and be on that app as well. So I think TikTok journalism is out there for as long as TikTok is popular, and then journalists will look for something else because we're relentless.
So maybe the future of journalism and not so much a fad. And I don't think I would be a very good TikTok newscaster, but Femi, I think you'd be great at it, to be honest.
Oh, this is why I'm not on TikTok. I would spend all my day on TikTok making video.
Well, we would love it. We would follow you. Femi OK, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. Femi, thank you.
You're so welcome.